When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is middle children.
Oh, wow. That was some group.
That was
group
mind.
Minds.
How are you?
Good.
It's Struggle City right now, right here.
Listen.
Okay.
Yes.
I know.
It is. It's struggle. I feel like I've been on the struggle bus for a few days.
Oh, me too, actually.
And I'm like, when's my stop?
No, I was sick this weekend. I was randomly taken by illness.
I know you ditched me, but what was
I woke up on Saturday morning. I actually think it was due to, hear me out. I think it was due to therapy. I think I had a really big session on Friday. And of course, I said, look at me. I'm moving mountains in my mind and my body, and I am healing. And then my body on Saturday said, not so fast. And it got hit. I woke up Saturday. My throat was sore. I said, I'm dying.
What did you do in therapy?
I worked through some really intense stuff. Oh,
that you slept with your therapist.
Oh, I get it. It was over Zoom, but you never know what you can do virtually.
Are they male?
No.
Oh.
That doesn't mean anything.
Who has a male therapist? Can you imagine?
I would never. I actually did. My first big therapist for an eating disorder was a man, like an older man. And I remember being like, this is so daddy issues. No. I was like, should I eat?
I've never been to therapy. Spoiler alert.
Wait, what?
That's common knowledge, I thought.
Oh my God, Chris.
I do not bring it up often because everybody's always like, oh, what?
Well, you can't say I've been on the struggle bus. When's my stop? I've never sought help.
Well, I'm not like, I don't know what I'd be talking about to the therapist.
I'm sure you would find things to talk about. You should work with my girl.
No.
Okay.
I don't want a therapist that knows people.
I don't think she knows people.
Also, what if I saw a therapist and she was like, that's not what Jesse said.
They legally can't even do that. But I mean, you could find somebody else too. I just think it's so nice. First of all, you can shit talk anybody and they only know your side of the story. And then the one I work with is a somatic like healer. So works with like body stuff.
Like massages?
No, it's like sort of things that get trapped in your body, or like I went to her originally when I wanted to work on intimacy. Because I said, what's really great about me
I'm good with that.
I said, I'm kind of locked up. I said, I'm a little tight all the time.
Can you loosen my chest?
Someone touches my shoulder. I go, whoop, how are you? What you doing in my space? So that's when I first went to her to kind of work on, like, I guess, like living in my own body, essentially.
I mean, I definitely would have to see a woman. There's no way I could see a man because I would 100% fall in love with him. No doubt. Doesn't matter who he is. I'm like, he's listening.
One of my first therapists, actually, that my first one that really helped me in New York, I kind of like, and I knew it wasn't good when it was happening, but I was sort of like pseudo momming her. Like I was like, this woman is like my mom. Like, yikes. That's how I saw her. Yeah. And like you project a ton on her, but she would come to my improv shows.
What?
Yeah. I asked her.
That's inappropriate.
I asked her to.
Your therapist?
Yeah, because I mean, it's interesting when you walk into a therapist's office every week sobbing and you go, I promise I'm really funny, or like, I promise I have things I'm good at. So she, I think that, yeah, she was like, she'd always be like, send me your videos. She actually helped me. I did that short film about leaving therapy and she got me that therapist's office.
That's an inappropriate relationship with a therapist, I think.
You've never even had, no, it's not.
Are they supposed to know your personal?
Yeah, I told her everything. It's not like I told her I was a doctor. I'm like, I'm a doctor. She's like, what's the short film about? I'm like, doctors doing doctor stuff. I don't want to tell you that. She was great.
Why'd you leave her?
I left her because she was really expensive. And I left her because she was really focused on when I was... having an eating disorder. So once I kind of moved past that, it was like, I was like, what if I work on one of my other plethoras of issues? And I didn't pay as much.
Oh.
No, she was very nice. I know I could reach out to her today and she would help me. She's just like that. That's the type of, again, I was going two times a week with her.
Oh, wow.
For a long time. So I can't believe you don't have a therapist. Guess what? That could be fun. No pressure. There is talking. Yeah, it
sounds like a blast.
Okay. It is nice. Like, I had therapy last week, and yeah, I did get sick right after, but I worked through a lot.
I feel like once the floodgates open...
They close.
It's going to be...
I promise you, they always close.
We're going to need the fucking Hoover Dam.
I cried today in a bagel shop. Look at me now.
But I don't want to do that.
Why?
Why don't I want to cry in bagel shops?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's for me.
Okay.
Did you enjoy it?
It startled me at first. I said, okay, I am in public and I am like, I guess I was sort of like getting this bagel and shame is like a part of it, you know?
Was it delicious?
It was delicious, but I was getting this bagel and I was getting to do the tip part. And then someone tapped me on the shoulders and I was like, honestly, in the middle of my bagel order, like someone's giving me heat. And then I saw my friend who I was convinced was in LA because that's what I thought from social media. And I sort of was like, it's impossible that you're here right now. And then we hugged a few times and I kept hugging him because I was like, I can't believe he's here. And then, you know, it was just, I think I was just so, I haven't had a friend surprise me. Like, again, I know he wasn't surprising me, but like, I haven't had a friend, like, I haven't bumped into a friend organically and someone's been like, hey, or when I have, it was when I like was not in the mood, which I guess.
That's me all the time. I hate bumping into people. I saw an old comedy friend recently taking the subway and booked my ass down the subway platform so I could get on a different car.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm like, I can't talk to this girl all the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Into, I don't know where they're getting off.
I don't want to do that. I understand that. Listen, I'm a fan of therapy. I've been in it since I was 10, obviously, which is when you're gifted and talented.
And you're all fixed.
And I'm completely fixed and I don't have any problems. And do you see how good my life is?
No, it's not that I like don't think therapy is helpful. I also haven't been to a doctor in like 10 years. I have a lot of things I have to do, you know?
Okay. Let's put that on maybe the docket.
A lot of doctors.
I don't like doctors.
I also know a lot of doctors that all do cocaine. I'm just saying.
Really?
Yes.
I will say one time I hooked up with a nurse and it did make me look at nurses like, huh.
A woman? I'm just kidding.
You never know, but it was a male nurse.
I'm kidding. That.
Yeah.
Is what I figured. Wait, why did you feel?
Huh?
How did you feel?
I just was like, I think he just was a lot to take in as a human.
Oh.
At first I was like, a nurse? Like, how fun.
That's how I'm always like on a dating app. I'm like a doctor. I'm like, who am I kidding? Yeah. They're going to take one fucking look at me and be like, I'm not going to invest any time in this man. He's going to die in no time.
Okay. We've got to stop. This is why we might need, and I could use a dentist visit.
Oh, me too.
Like my teeth, I'm like, I just get really scared about teeth. People talk about teeth and it's like your teeth and your brain. best friends.
Listen, you don't have to talk to me. I'm the king of like
dental. Oh,
I'm still missing a tooth. I have a root canal that's coming back, a failed root canal, if you will.
This is the thing about dentists. It feels like they definitely mess up a lot. Any of my friends who have dental issues, they're like, I have to go back. The root canal didn't stick. I'm like, what?
Because if they like miss a tiny little piece, it can come back or something.
Yeah, which I'm like, hey, when you guys miss a piece, why am I penalized? Is that on you or do I have to pay out of pocket $1 million?
Yeah, I should just do everything, but.
What do you mean?
Like doctor, just go through the whole 10 yards, 9 yards, 10 yards. 16 probably even. 10, 15, 16.
You should see my doctor. She's very sweet. She's an NYU woman.
I need a doctor that works with fat people. Because, you know, when you go to a doctor.
Yeah.
And they're like, literally, I think that's also why I hate doctors.
Yeah.
Because I'll go and like, I would go. This is not even exaggeration. I went in high school because I got really bad acne on just like on my side here.
Yeah.
And I like still have scars from it on both sides, actually.
Wow.
And I never had bad like face acne in high school and stuff, but it was like so bad here it would like like excruciating for like 2 years. It was a fucking nightmare. And when I went, she was like, oh, it's probably just from being overweight.
Yeah, that's
fucked like every up. Anything in the world.
Well, then I think you'd like my doctor because she's never said that. And she's also like 5 foot something and just like loud and nasally. And I like that vibe.
I like that vibe too.
Do you know
what I
mean?
I want a poor bedside manner.
Yeah.
I want the ugliest person that works at the hospital.
She'll give it to you straight.
And I'm like, if a hot doctor.
No, I'll lie. They're like, so what's the problem? I'm like,
none.
Melody, I just wanted to see you. How are you?
You're like, what's wrong with you? I'm good.
Yeah, like I need a doctor that I'm not scared to be like, something's growing between my toe and I don't know what it is. Let's take a peek-see.
Literally, though. I just.
Yeah, no, she's like, she's definitely older, which I like, because I guess I like feeling, I guess, older mother
vibes. Well, I don't want someone my age or younger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So she's older, she's loud, and she'll give it to you straight.
I'm like, just tell me I'm dying. I already know.
Stop it.
Just let me know.
Stop it. No one's going anywhere, okay?
But anyway. What are we talking about? Doctors?
Dying. Yeah, we're talking about doctors. And honestly, what's funny is there's so many nurses and doctors that listen.
I think I need to go to rehab. Not like from drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
But just like, I'm like, I need like a 2 week.
Can I tell you?
Detox where somebody's checking that I'm actually doing it.
Yes.
There's like a structured schedule that I'm being adhered. Like maybe even a like, not what is it like a court mandated rehab that I know that if I don't stick to it, I'm gonna have to go to jail.
I was thinking about going to a monastery.
What?
Yeah,
like with monks.
Yeah,
Jesse.
I don't know for a few.
What
weeks.
Does that fucking mean?
I was like, I'd love to be.
What are you gonna do there? Can
meditate.
You just go to a monastery?
I don't know. I'm looking into it.
I don't think you can do that.
Okay. I think you can because I have looked into it and you can volunteer and or pay to be there and teach English.
What kind of religion?
I think it's mostly meditation. Like the one I looked at was like 5 a.m. meditate, breakfast, meditate, lunch, meditate. Like I was like, whoa, maybe I'll really like.
It's a lot of not thinking. I guess.
Or it's like inner wisdom. It's like really listening. I was like, maybe it'd be nice to be in the mountains somewhere just with my own thoughts. I'm not sure. I thought we were going to agree on it. You said you wanted rehab. It felt like the same type of thing.
A monastery is just.
It's scarier.
To me, has a religious.
Background.
Undertone to it.
I don't know.
Because isn't it monks? Aren't monks religious?
Are they?
Yes.
What's the religion?
Yeah, there's Buddhism? Like Buddhist monks. There's like.
I don't know. I didn't look into it too deeply.
So this is just a flighting thought.
It's just a flighting thing that I went, huh, maybe I'll do this.
You know what I was looking up?
Tell me.
Which is a lot healthier in the mind, I think, than... Let's not judge. Because I don't know what monasteries happen at. Adult summer camps.
Wait, we talked about this last time.
No, but I've been looking them up. They exist.
I know.
There's one called Camp No Rules.
Okay, we're going.
But I don't know if it seems
we would start a coup. That's for sure.
And it's like you.
Oh, my God.
It's like the things are included.
Okay.
There's an open bar included.
Hell yeah.
Like games and stuff. And then there's like bunks, and you can either be in like the male bunk, the female bunk, or you can request like if you're in a couple, or you can pay extra and like have your own
bunk
room, I think.
Okay.
But I was like looking at images and stuff because I'm like, what's the type of people that go? I mean, I think it would definitely, you'd have to commit to the adult summer camp. Like, absolutely. I would have to be like, I love
summer
sports.
Sports. Or honestly, it's like you just, I wouldn't lie and say I like sports only because then the team's drafted and they're like, what position? I would say sports.
But I think they're more like camp sports.
Okay, like kickball.
I think maybe there's like a kickball, volleyball.
I like volleyball. I was good at camp volleyball. Then whenever it got serious, I was out, you know? And you have to be so tall. And that always felt sad.
Yeah. I mean, I think I work out more now than I ever did before, believe it or not.
But no, like, I know.
I would like to see how I would fare in like.
You'd be great. You're also tall.
Oh, for volleyball.
Yeah, need we forget? I'm like, Chris by the net. Like, go. You know? You'd be great.
Listen,
I don't know
that I would be that great at
volleyball.
I think
you would. But first of all, like, first rule is intimidate. So you'd have to go up there.
You think I'm intimidating?
Yes. I think when you play the part, you can be very intimidating.
But put that now. Okay,
if there's a straight man across from you, then you'd be intimidating.
Take me in my most intimidating place.
I see it.
And now put me in a bathing suit on the sand.
Wait, no. We're not in bathing suits. Sorry. I'm not playing a game with a bathing suit on.
I mean, you can have a cover up on, but it's a beach volleyball situation.
I'm wearing shorts.
I'm not intimidating anybody in my beach cover up.
I'm wearing shorts and maybe like a one. This is the thing. If I'm diving, I can't have sand getting into places I can't find later. Okay. I need to know when I dive. She's dove in and the ball's going up.
So you're really committing to the volleyball.
Oh, I don't play just a little bit. I'm normally the girl who has an injury afterwards. They go, Jesse, it was just for fun. I say, I've blinded
myself. Nothing's just for fun. Everything's a competition.
I would blind myself or like really just dive way too much. I love to dive. That was how people would respect me when I played soccer because I would die. People are like, whoa. I was like, yeah, I guess I'll throw my body to the wind.
See, I wasn't like that. I was scared. I was like very scared of
the
ball. I think I was like scared of like fucking anything up. But now I'm not like that. Now I'm like, I hope I get hurt all the time.
I'm praying for an injury. I want to limp out of here going, that volleyball game, did you see it? Volleyball.
Yeah, so.
So maybe we're going to go to camp.
Well, it is already September, so I don't know how long the.
Maybe next year. Maybe next year if you run a camp and you're listening to this and you want some free.
I want to run a camp. That's where I thrive. I need to be in a leadership position.
Yeah, me too.
Especially in a summer camp.
Yeah, what if we call our summer camp for outcasts or summer camp for losers or something that's like, because like, I don't want to go to a summer camp with a bunch of cool kids. I'd rather throw myself into a lake.
That's my fear. I think there's going to be a lot of like, okay, let's wake up and crush it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl.
Yeah, right. Or people who are like, tonight's the luau. I have 14 options. I'm like, I brought swimsuits and I thought we were going to be athletic here. They're like, yeah, but we're dressing up every night. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
you know, people that are like, you know what? Let's get out there and really let's do our best.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. No, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I was going to come out here and just stand, you fucking dick.
I know.
See, I'm already fighting with people at this imaginary summer camp. Because
they'll say that in a specific direction. They're like, let's all just try. I'm like, hey, Marcy. Like,
why are you making eye contact with me?
I am trying. So why don't you try a different pep-up speech?
You fucking bitch.
God, I hate her. So sorry if your name is Marcy. But honestly... I wish people called time out more. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes you just need a time out on the field.
I could not agree more. And on that note, let's take a quick time out and then we'll be back with maybe a Hallmark.
I love that. That was gorgeous, wasn't it? That was great.
Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. We are back.
Back, bitches. Sit down. Buckle up. Get ready for Hell Week.
Whoa.
Sorry.
I just had an insight to you in your sorority.
No, that was not me in my sorority. This was me in my sorority. Hi, do you want to be my sister? That was me. I was not mean in any way.
Okay, so instead of getting into the depressing vault of that, should we do a little Hallmark?
Don't you think that'd be fun?
What?
A Hallmark.
I think it'd be fun, yeah.
I think that'd be really nice for us to do.
Do you want to start it?
Do you want me to?
If you have an idea.
Okay. I don't know if I do.
All right. I can do it.
Okay. Bless you.
Okay. Picture this.
Yes.
A high-powered.
Iconic.
A high-powered. Toy manufacturer.
Yes.
She's
Mattel.
Yeah.
Legos.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But they make more
educational, perhaps.
Maybe they make educational toys.
What do you think?
Maybe that's what they do now. But when she first started, they made just toys for fun.
Yeah, they were fun.
It was back in a day when toys were just fun. For kids to have fun.
Yeah.
Her name is
Felicia.
Flood.
Felicia Flood. Oh, my God.
Felicia Flood from Flood Toys. And... you know what? They're water toys. That's why. Flood.
Oh, my God. You know what? Bath toys is such an area that we forget about. We go, oh, every toy can go in the bath. No.
Totally.
Bath toys.
I was thinking more along the lines of ocean, lake, like
oh god,
blow up floaties.
Okay. But also specific
it's
to
it's a flood float.
It's a flood float.
You know, like the big trampolines that blow up.
Yeah, I do.
Which never actually work in the water, mind you.
No, especially if you're, that's when you go, I don't want to be the big kid in the water because everyone that I'm jumping on is flying to the moon and I'm barely sliding
like a blob.
On the blob. Remember the blob?
Yeah.
Never
used one.
Oh.
Cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People would always reassure me.
I don't want to launch anyone to space and it's I also don't want to just
plop off. Yeah. It's good times.
So anyway,
yeah.
But Flood Toys makes a one of those that works better.
A blob that
works. A
plus
size blob.
Yeah, I love that. It's actually a 3-person concoction.
Yeah. And her head chief marketing officer.
Thank you for knowing.
Sebastian Sterling.
I love when you're Sebastian. I really do. Love that.
Sebastian Sterling is stressed out. They're all stressed out
because
summer's coming to a close.
Oh, God.
The big time of year. Things are ending. But
they
get a call from corporate.
Oh, my God.
And that you would think they are corporate. And that's because they are. But they get a call from the
big dog.
The big dog.
Yeah.
Felicia's ex-husband. Who she opened the company with. Felonious Flood.
Felonious. First of all, her first mistake was ever trusting a Felonious.
Yeah. You know? Well, he said his name was Frank when they first
met. That's it. And that's the word. That's lying off the bat.
And he didn't have this company yet. So they opened the company together. And she really put her heart and soul into it. She did get it in the divorce. But that doesn't make sense because he still works there.
Well,
so
but I think
they had a pretty harmonious divorce.
Thank God.
And he is more, he took a back seat. He's sort of the silent partner.
Yeah, he owns like 51% of the stocks or something.
Yeah. And so he can still make some decisions, but he cheated on her. But they're okay with now. But he does still feel like he owes her kind of something.
And some would say he does a little.
And he calls.
Hello.
And says he wants toys for the fall.
What?
We need a new line of toys for the fall. Scarecrows, pumpkins, pumpkin carving kits. The numbers are down because you guys spent too much money on the plus size blob.
Yeah, it might have only helped a few kids that are overweight, but that was really for our inner child. And so, yeah, financially, I know it was a big hit on the company, yeah, but
it took a lot of rubber.
Yeah. And we get that.
We
but,
get it. We really fucked up the climate even more because of the rubber. But what were we supposed to do? Fat kids need to jump off of blobs as well.
Yeah. What about bigger kids? What about kids that are their height, adult height at fifth grade?
And
what
I
about
grab those the kids? Phone and I'm like, Felonious, hi, Sebastian here. Why do you hate fat people? And he's like, it has nothing to do with that, Sebastian. Please, no more lawsuits. We need a line of scarecrows and just general fall fun. The fall fun line. The fall flood line.
Oh.
Oh. And I'm like, he finally comes up with one fucking idea and suddenly he's goddamn FAO Schwartz.
Okay. Yeah. Let's. Okay.
So we hang up. We're trying to think. I'm like, what ideas do you have? Something different? Pumpkin, apple, spice?
Yeah. I was thinking like instead of
witches.
Witches. I love witches.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say instead of like a pool cover that's just regular, what if there are leaves?
I don't think that's a toy.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
That's a design.
Yeah, it's kind
of. You're thinking of a pool cover.
Well, but it could be a puzzle that the kids put together.
So the kids play a puzzle on a covered pool. I think that could be a bit of
a hazard.
A hazard.
Sure. Okay. Well,
drowning is
no
the
bad
one
ideas.
Cause of death in children. So
is that true?
That is true.
Wow.
Besides guns, maybe.
Right.
I think kids below like 4 or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's fucked up either way.
It's really sad.
Very
sad. That's not what today.
So we're not doing that.
No.
But maybe something with what else is fall? Ghosts?
Ghosts, I think, could be fall. I think that, honestly, skeletons can tend to be a little folly.
Okay.
A little folly.
How do we make a toy out of a skeleton?
How do we not?
I guess we could put the bones together, sort of like a opposite operation type game.
Yeah.
And that's when Cynthia comes in, and she's like, the car is waiting downstairs.
And we're like,
my car to where? Are we going to a steakhouse? I don't remember making a reservation.
I'm starving though.
And she's like, your car to Amber Autumn, the town in Vermont.
Vermont.
Amber Autumn, Vermont.
Oh my God. How did I miss that?
I'm like,
that?
I've never even heard of
I've never
that.
Heard of
what
that.
Are you talking about, you fucking bitch? Because
God.
Again, we take
Cynthia's
a lot out on Cynthia. And
if visually, she's almost a punching bag.
Visually and
you know what I mean?
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically. And we're like, what the fuck, Cynthia? And she's like, okay, as you recall, normally in the fall, you guys like to take a trip where you get away because you're done with the big summer rush. Mm-hmm. But this year, we were like, the cruise you guys had booked, Felonious canceled, and he thought he'd just send you to Vermont to get some inspiration.
So we're supposed to be as inspired by Vermont in the fall as we would be on a beautiful 5-day,
like all
nudist cruise.
Nudist cruise, which is when we're most free, and everybody knows that.
And she's like, listen, I'm not the one that makes the fucking rules.
Oh my, the fact that you talked back to us, Cynthia is.
And the thing is, Cynthia is Felonious's new wife.
Oh my God. And I'm like, just so you know, whore, I'll never forgive you or forget you.
And I won't either. And then I accidentally slam the car door and it like catches her arm and I'm like, oops.
Oops.
And then I'm like, let's just get in the car, take our pills and we'll figure it out. Not our first rodeo. That.
What are we listening to in the car? Just wondering.
The new Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, yeah.
It because by that time, I mean, it comes out mid-September. So
by that time, it's just... Then.
Also, Pink Friday 2 comes out in November. So, well, I guess it's what... When's the... What is it?
It's fall.
It's fall.
Yeah.
October, maybe.
October is what I would say it is.
And so we're going up. We're having a good time.
We actually really are. You and I are bopping. We're singing. Sometimes you and I can really let loose.
It's beautiful to see the leaves change.
I love when the leaves change. There's something about it.
Some people say that it's sad, the fall, because everything's dying.
And but I say, aren't those we people, all dying?
Yeah. I'm like,
come on now.
I wish.
First of all, famously in the winter, a tree has never been skinnier. And that's how I like to think about myself as well.
In the winter?
Yeah.
True.
You know what I mean? Compared to the big sweaters I wear, I go, where am I even in it?
Like Ariana Grande.
I'm
like,
oh my God, I'm sorry. I can't find me. Like Ariana Grande. Yeah. I go, the bigger, the better.
There's an Italian greyhound at the dog park that always is wearing an oversized sweater. And I always think that it looks like... Stunning. Ariana Grande as a dog.
That's so funny.
Okay, so we get up there. We've been talking about sweaters.
Sweaters the whole time.
We get out of the car. We arrive. It's absolutely stunning.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
No.
Beautiful downtown, little tiny downtown area. A gazebo, maybe.
Yeah, I love that.
There's someone reading at the gazebo. We hear live music being played. It's a man strumming his guitar.
It's very Gilmore Girls-esque.
It's very Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
And I say that. I'm like, this is very Gilmore Girls. I'm into this.
I am, me too.
And then,
yeah,
of course, we're like, where are we supposed to be going from here? And that's when, from the gazebo, there's a lake behind the gazebo.
Love that.
And I start screaming bloody murder because I think that the Loch Ness monster is rising out of the lake.
Oh my God, of course.
But it's really just a vision trick.
Yeah. The lights behind.
It turns out it's just a man walking from the dock.
Oh, wow.
Because he has a boat and that's how he gets to the other side of the lake.
Oh, he loves a boat. He's and a man with a boat.
He's good. It's almost like, you know, people that just boats are a part of their everyday life. They're not even like, I love boats. To them, a boat is a car.
Yeah. They're like, what do you mean? It's a form of transportation and sometimes the fastest one.
And I'm like, I don't understand it, but
teach
I didn't grow up in a fishing town. So yeah. what am I to say?
Yeah.
And so I'm done screaming. When I realized it's not the Loch Ness monster. Right. But this man, I mean, he's black. I thought the sun was setting. I thought there was a fucking solar eclipse going on.
Wow.
But it's just because his height matched with, it was a traditional gazebo. So
tradition.
We're talking about
it goes up a little.
Octagonal. It goes up and it's
circular, kind of.
Sort of an ocular.
Ocular.
Octagonal
illusion,
circle.
An ocular illusion.
With 8 points.
Oh.
And it's measured
equally.
Well, the circumference is
at least
going
half.
On what 10 feet
10 feet I would say.
And so then that would make the height probably, if I'm looking like 7 foot, and he's coming in just to where the eve hangs. So where is the eve traditionally hang on a traditional gazebo
octagon? It's going to be right there in the center. And it's going to be hanging right at, normally it's 6'4", I believe. You want to give 6 inches above, 4 below.
Okay, yeah. And he's coming in just under that. So he's probably about, I don't know.
What?
If I had to say.
Yeah, you're
I'm
have
so
to.
Bad with heights. 6'2", 6'3",
wow,
maybe.
So tall. This is a tall man.
He's a tall guy.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow. I'm intimidated.
Wearing a flannel. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is it fleece lined or just a normal
It's forest green
shirt?
And fleece lined.
Wow.
It's forest green and sort of a sage green is the lines because it's a pattern.
What color are his eyes? I'm just curious.
Well, it's funny you should ask because they're also like a green.
Oh, my God.
And the shirt just really pops. And in the sea of oranges and yellows.
Of course.
He's standing out like a beautiful, almost like the figurine on the top of a wedding cake.
Oh my God.
Happy and I sort birthday. Of picture my wedding cake when I see him, which is interesting. Yeah. And I say, that's the most beautiful Loch Ness monster I've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Nessie. And he's like, not Nessie, messy. And I'm like, I make a joke about the soccer player, which everyone is surprised by.
Yeah, just because you don't seem athletic.
And I know his name.
Yeah.
But it's spelled differently.
And this right? whole thing yeah. is going above me, so.
Well.
So.
As is he, because he's 6'2", 6'3".
Absolutely.
And he's like, you guys must be.
Felonious's guests.
Felonious's guests. And Sebastian, we say, we absolutely are not, and, but we yeah. are.
Sebastian and.
Sebastian and Felicia.
Felicia.
And he's like, why don't you hop on my boat? And I'm like, I'm not trying to.
Listen.
It's cold.
First of all, it's cold. I don't know if a boat, like, unless you have blankets, because I'm going to get cold.
And he says, of course I have blankets.
Oh.
And he takes us on the boat, gives us blankets.
That's really sweet.
He has some hot cocoa.
Oh, my God.
He turns on his radio. He's like, have you guys heard Olivia Rodrigo's new album?
Yeah, and he's like, do you want to sit captain with me? To you.
And I'm like, no, it's too soon for that. That's weird.
Oh, okay.
We haven't met yet. Jesse's jumping the gun as usual.
My God, sorry, I forgot. For you, he should ignore you.
Well, we don't know each other yet.
Absolutely.
Would you sit captain with him?
Yes. If I'm on his boat and he says, do you want to stick captain? I go, yeah, I do.
And that's how you would die on a boat before I would.
Sure.
And so we get to the, we're seeing the beautiful colors all around the lake.
Oh my God, it's gorgeous. Some of the leaves are even in the water on the lake.
Which some might argue makes it a little messy, but we're not
here to criticize.
And we're paying attention to the toys. We're trying to see.
Oh yeah, the toys. Right, right, right.
There's not a lot of scarecrows.
No.
But there is a lot of birds and a lot of bird poop. And I'm like, you know what? If you had scarecrows,
that
wouldn't be such a problem.
That wouldn't be such a problem.
And he is like, well, we'll get to, once we get to, well, I guess where are we going? The
inn, the really, inn. I think.
Like, once we get to the inn and you can meet with my brother, the toy maker. And I'm like, what do you do? And he's like, I'm the innkeeper. My brother's the toy maker.
Oh, my God. And you want to be like, what a family you guys have.
And I'm
have.
Like, what did your parents fucking do? Were they Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, they were so nice before they both died in a car accident. And I'm like, I bet that built some character.
I bet that did, too. Some real empathy you can't buy.
And he's okay? like, well, that's why we work in things we love, because we know how life
so fleeting. Can be so yeah. short.
Can be so fleeting, and I say, or flooding.
Huh?
Marketing opportunity.
Yeah.
And I'm the chief marketing officer. And so we get there. We hear the sound of wood being chopped.
Wait. Yeah. I love that sound.
And I'm like, oh my God, this guy makes his own toys out of wood. And we see him. And the thing is, Jesse.
What is it?
For a second, I think, remember the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? The scene with Ryan Reynolds chopping wood?
No, I've never seen that movie, unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, it's because of the Chainsaw Massacre yeah, that hold they on. Lost I'm me. Just now, gonna, Ryan Reynolds with chopping wood, they would have brought me right on in.
I'm just going to pull up the
just
pic
pull up
here.
An image so I can see
Ryan
it.
Reynolds chopping wood.
Please know that's a lot of my TikTok.
And it's sort of, this is sort of exactly what.
My TikTok is the image, men.
It's sort of exactly God. What the image is. And I pull up and I scream because I've seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Of course.
And I'm like, oh my God, we're going to get fucking slaughtered.
I'm drooling at this point. I'm hungry.
And he's like, oh, that's my brother. Do you want to take over?
Oh my God. He's like, that's my brother. And I say, hubba, hubba, hubba. And I'm like, wow. And then his brother's like, you know, immediately embarrassed, which is how woodsmen
which is
are.
So cute.
They're like, oh my God, I didn't know you guys were here. So he goes and he runs, he grabs a little sweatshirt,
ugh.
Throws it on, like a big chunky gray sweater. And he's like, I'm so sorry, which I'm lost for words.
Are
okay?
you?
Yeah. He's like, I'm Wilson. And I say, I'm speechless.
Ugh. And I'm also speechless.
Yeah. And when he goes to shake my hand, The thing is, first of all, he's got a very, I hate to say, like, it's just, it's more the, I sometimes I go, my hands are average, but in that moment I go, I'm petite.
They feel really small, yeah.
Really petite is the thing. Because those hands, which are calloused up, when you're holding an axe like that, that you carved yourself out of wood, splinters galore. But not just that, just calloused, tough little hands. And he grabs my arm and I'm shooketh. You know what I mean? I'm shaking and I'm scared a little bit. You know, part of
I'm scared too because I'm seeing Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And in my head, I'm picturing him fucking.
Oh, is that part of it?
Well, there is a sex scene.
Wow. Well, I love to hear that. So, and as I, you know, I'm recovering and I'm looking straight ahead. But straight ahead, Chris, is his chest.
He's very.
I'm almost up to the nipple, if you will.
And the nipples are good.
Nipples are good. I can't.
It's cold out, so they're hot.
So cold. And I'm like, God, he must be so cold. Like, I love this sweater, but I can
and
still.
And he chops a lot of wood, so his pecs.
So much wood.
I say, is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
That's really how I feel. And so I'm nipple to eye. I'm
my
what?
My favorite place to be.
I'm like, I'm 5'6 on a good day. Okay. Now, so nipple, tiny. I'm so tired. Nipple famously is about from the nipple you've got to go up at least 6 inches. No, at least, well, four. Yeah,
my forearms.
How big is nipples here?
Nipples to my elbow. And so if
to
we
the
measure
top
my
of the head,
to,
how much is this? You know what I'm saying?
I would say at least a foot, maybe a foot and a half.
Foot and a half?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so.
So 5'6" plus a foot and a half? I'm not a mathematician.
That's tall. So he could be pushing 6'3" with that math.
Yeah.
Which, and it feels like that. And he's wearing work boots. Do you know what I mean by that?
Work. But they're not tied up all the way?
No, they're kind of loose. Because it's just him out there. He's working
hard.
What kind
of jeans does he have on?
Dark. Just like rugged.
Are they dirty?
They're dirty. They're really dirty.
And you know what else?
What?
He has the straps from, what
don't
are they
say
called?
That, suspenders?
Yeah, suspenders, but they're hanging loose.
Oh, God.
Because he had to pop off his flannel because it was getting too hot.
Pop off his flannel. He didn't even remember. I'm
it's
hot.
A hot image.
A very hot image. And the wood, first he chops the wood. Then he, and so I practically, out of fear alone, I pass out.
And I say, looks like you're going to have to use me to chop some wood. And he's like, and that's when.
Wilson.
Who's the other guy?
Oh, the other guy, I believe, is nameless in this moment.
Nathan.
That's Nathan when, for you.
That's when Nathan says.
Yeah.
He's not gay. I'm the gay brother.
Which is good because.
And I'm like, that's fine. I just,
yeah.
And then that's why I'm like, should we do something about Felicia? Because she's passed out. And the thing is, we were still in the boat. We were in the process of getting off the boat. So you passed out sort of halfway on and off. So you're kind of hanging over the side of the boat. Like your hair is dipping in the water.
I did not think it through. Because I'm not fully, this is a fake pass out. You know I do this sometimes just to get attention.
Yeah, of course.
So as my hair is hitting the water, I am slowly moving myself.
And so I know you're like, faking it. So I take your feet and I just sort of throw you over the rest of the way. And then
into
you,
the water?
Into the water.
And,
I know
you
they're
say the water will shock her awake.
And you, it, of course.
Of course.
You start
I go, oh!
And you're like, you fucking faggot. And then, and I'm like, and, oh, I had no idea.
As I'm getting ready to really go at you, I'm almost plucked out of the water.
Yeah.
Like a toy. Like a little toy by my the back of my schlacket, which I'm wearing as well. And I'm like, whoa. Pulls me out. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I feel betrayed by my best friend.
And I say, betrayed? You just got plucked out of the water. I just did you a favor.
I said, I'll do
if
you a
played
favor
your cards
later.
Right,
how do
you
like that?
You could have gotten mouth to mouth.
Oh, I bet.
You could have gotten fucking mouth to mouth.
Okay, well, I'll be getting mouth to mouth.
And so they're like, do you guys need a minute? And I'm like, no, sorry.
No, we're fine. Sorry. We fight like siblings. It's just sort of our thing. So this inn, who runs it? And the guy on the boat, Nathan, is like, me. Would you like a little tour? And I say, I would. I really would. I'd also love some dry clothes. And that's only because my friend pushed me in the water. And he says, don't worry, we've got some of those. So first stop for me is some dry clothes. Now, I come out looking like a kid in a candy shop because they're really big on me. I'm swimming in them.
Of course they are. Everything is.
I'm swimming in them, okay? Which is the criteria. For hooking up with a man, right?
Yeah, me too. That's if I'm not swimming in the clothes of the man I'm hooking up with, I can't stay, literally, which is why I'm still single.
Literally, never have I hooked up with a guy and had both parts be loose. Like either the shorts or the pants, I'm like, oh, that's tight right around my arse. Or the shirt is, I'm like, oh, it's going to be a big graphic tee. And I'm like, this is a tight graphic tee. But that's what's so fun, because these men, I'm swimming like a little kid. I'm swimming like that kid who borrowed my dad's shirt when I was a kid and it's down to my knees, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, I feel so Ariana Grande thin, dare I say.
And they're like, what are you guys doing here? And we're like, sorry, we're from Flood Toys.
Flood Toys.
And we just want, we're just trying to get inspired to come up with a fall line of toys.
Toys. And we didn't even know that one of you was a toy maker. We didn't know that we'd be staying at this charming little inn.
And they're like, really? You didn't know we were toy makers? Because Cynthia, who set it up, definitely knew that. And I'm like, okay, Cynthia knew for sure what she was doing.
She knew what she was doing when she cheated on my husband. Taking her husband. Too. Yeah, sorry.
She was always very religious. I think she feels a little guilty.
There's guilt. There's guilt and there's shame there. And the guy's like, wow. So they say, well, why don't we give you our suite? I say, okay. That sounds great. And they bring our bags to our suite. And they said, tomorrow we can take you to the wood workshop, really, that I have. And then Nathan says, you know, I've been toying with candle making.
I like that.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of cute. And I say,
I would love to learn how to make candles.
He said, would you like to learn?
Sure.
Great.
And then I look at you and I'm like, I'm going to fuck this guy.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, I actually don't want to learn about candles. So that's a you guys thing. I give you a big old wink. I'm like, that's a you guys thing. So I'm like, well, why don't you guys do that tonight if you want? And I'll just, I don't know. I don't know what I'll do.
And then he's like, I could,
yeah.
Do you want to make dinner with me? I also cook around here.
I'm like, only if you take the lead and I'm just the entertainment in the kitchen.
And so we go into a montage.
It's a montage.
Okay, we're cooking. You guys, you're pretending you don't know how to cut onions. I'm pretending you don't know how to cut asparagus. He's doing everything thinking he's a genius, which he's mediocre at best.
Yeah. You're dipping wax and candles.
It turns out to be a lot more work than I think. I'm actually annoyed because I thought I thought we were just gonna make candles.
Winking.
Yeah, and I was like, wouldn't it be? What's the craziest thing you've ever done while making a candle?
And he's like, have you ever done wax play?
Too soon. Yeah. And I say, no, I haven't. And we go back into the montage.
okay.
And I say, sorry, I prefer to have my first kiss with someone before I do wax play. Like, even the fucking guys in Vermont are perverts.
No, it's just that, listen, if we're making candles, isn't that just presenting itself?
I don't know that candles are mainly used for wax play.
No, I know, but I'm saying it.
What's next? You want me to piss on you while you fucking,
wow.
Put the wicks in? I don't think so.
All right.
And so too now soon. I'm kind of in a mood about it.
What else?
Because again,
new?
He's coming on too strong.
Okay, sorry.
And so we are making candles.
We're making candles. We're cooking up what ends up becoming sort of like a vegetable lasagna. steak.
Yeah. And then you find, actually, because you're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And you find these molds for cookies.
Cookie molds.
And you know what you find is like witch molds, ghost molds. They're all kinds of fun, whatever. You leave them out on the counter.
I say, who's a baker?
I go.
Candlestick
maker. I go, let me go. I need to get a, I go to get us a bottle of wine.
Oh, I love that.
And I go to the kitchen and I see the molds and I think, light bulb. And I take the molds.
And then
I go and I'm like, what if we put wax in these, you little fucking wax freak?
Yeah.
And we do. And all of a sudden we make some spooky candles.
What, like it's hard?
And I'm like, this is pretty genius.
This is actually really smart. Kids and candles.
Kids and candles. What can go wrong?
What could go wrong?
And so we call Cynthia with our initial idea and she's like,
we're going to throw this one back.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
The kids can't be playing with fire. And I'm like, well, you know what I'm kind of sick of? Fucking toys.
Yeah.
But we'll keep working. So we montage again.
We're working.
And
we're working.
See the day is passing. Okay. Sun's going up. Sun's coming down. Right. Always over the gazebo. Always
so pretty.
Setting behind the gazebo.
Yeah.
Flannels are being worn. Our aesthetic is sort of shifting.
It really is. We came in tight clothes.
Glitter.
Glitter. Stilettos.
I looked like Katy Perry opening at the Super Bowl.
You really did. I was like, is that a hamburger dress? And you were like,
yeah.
Yeah. And next thing we know, we're swimming in rugged men's clothes.
Which?
Both of us.
Both of us. Which is, people are like, how's that working? Because
what do you mean?
I guess on paper, I'm not that much smaller than this man.
He's bigger than you.
By about 2 inches.
Well, yeah, but 2 inches. And then also just the way he wears his clothes. Like, his shoulders are wider. How do you like that?
And I'm like, well, I've been working out a lot. But, no, but it's, you also have. And
yeah.
A lot of people would argue I have the exact same body as Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. a lot of people would argue that.
And so we're working where things are going well.
Yeah, of course.
And you and I are having a nice breakfast. We're basically different people. We're sitting at the gazebo. We're having granola.
We're having like small talk.
Maybe
cut
up melon.
Yeah, I love that. You're cutting the melon. I'm making yogurt, whisking it. Really?
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you like yogurt with your granola?
If I have lactate.
And I say, I actually have lactate.
And I'm like, you know what? We should have done made breakfast at home and then brought it down here. Because whipping the yogurt up at the gazebo a mile from where we're staying.
This is how I do it every morning now. When I go for my morning walk around the gazebo when the sun rises.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
I love to see the sunrise. I never thought.
If I wake up and hear a bird chirping, I'm up too late. I need to hear all the birds start chirping.
I love the birds. Can I tell you, that used to be my biggest fear. I said, I'll know when I'm aging the day I really start getting interested with birds. You know, soon as the age starts ticking up, a lot of people go, oh, that's a canary. Oh, my binoculars.
Wow, there's a raven. Where are they?
Exactly. And
they're singing canary and a raven in the same place.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, they must be someplace very magical. Are there wild canaries in Vermont?
In certain places.
Okay.
Yeah. As a bird connoisseur that I am. So we're up with the birds. We're whisking yogurt. We're eating our granola. We're laughing. I go, can I ask you a question?
Please.
Why did we come here again?
To find ourselves.
Ourselves and love.
And right? Love. Yeah.
Which.
And that's when we hear Cynthia be like, you're there to find toys. She's on speakerphone.
Oh, gosh. We forgot we even had her on speaker.
It is a meeting we're in.
Right. Of course.
And she's like, if you don't get the toy by tomorrow, you're cut.
Oh, my God.
And that's when Filonius gets on. And he's like, never forget, I own 51% of this company.
And I say, why don't you cheat on me again, you asshole? And immediately I apologize. I say, I didn't mean to say that. I do think it's unfair that I have 49% and you have 51, but that's how the cookie crumbled, I guess.
Well, yeah, we smoked before we signed the.
That was unfortunate. And I say, we're going to think of an idea. We hang up the phone. I look you in the eyes and I say, listen to me. This company used to be my whole life.
Me too.
And I'm feeling dry on ideas. I don't want Felonious to have it because, I mean, just the principle alone. But I also, like, I don't know what to do. I mean, I still haven't gone to Wilson's wood shop. Just because as soon as he says wood shop, I'm putting out normally.
Yeah. You it's haven't just, put out yet?
I'm saying every time he says wood shop, I do.
Oh.
And okay. Then we never get to the wood shop because as soon as he says it, I go, say, take me. I've been really, yeah, rammed, if you know what I mean. And so, I do. Yeah. And you can tell he's good at whittling with his finger work.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. And, so I say, maybe if I actually go with him to the wood shop, maybe you could help me so that I'm not immediately distracted.
Maybe he can finger you on the way.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
I wish.
I wish as well. Anywho, so we're walking. No. Yeah. So we're walking. I'm like, let's go to the wood shop. We go into this wood shop where Wilson is working. He doesn't even hear us come in. And you and I are shocked and stunned. Okay. Because there are wheelbarrows. Mm. There are figurines. There are rattles.
Horses.
What do you call them? Rocking horses.
Rocking horses.
God, those things. You want to go rocking horses. Is that for us? And you put a kid on a rocking horse. That kid's like, I'm riding a horse right now. And, you know, that's in a way. I'll leave that. I'll leave that. But so a lot of
beautiful toys.
Toys, yeah. Okay? And I go, wow, you're so talented. And a part of me was scared to see the wood shop. I'll say that. I said, because I was afraid that the way I projected your talent wouldn't show up at the wood shop.
Yeah.
And I wanted to live that fantasy out. And now that I'm here, God, what a fantasy it is that I actually am living. I'm almost getting choked up.
Yeah.
I'm so touched. And you go, wait a sec. Can you whittle a scarecrow?
It's like, yeah, it'll probably take me a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. And I go, okay, well, maybe sketch it up even. It's not really a toy. So we really have to think about what toy, what fall toy. And we both start just rattling off things. I'm like, witch's broom could be made out of wood. I say, what about a cauldron?
Oh, very fun.
That's fun. And then I say, what about a
bat.
And
so next thing you know, we're montaging. He's making all these things.
Yeah,
making.
God, he's so talented.
He's coming up with them. We're in the meeting again. Okay. We say,
okay,
we're going old school.
And I say, be upbeat like we've solved
we're
it.
Going old school.
Hi.
We are going old school.
Old school. What do they say when things aren't working in the future? Go back to the past.
Go back. Everything's cyclical. Like your herpes, right? Cynthia?
Cynthia.
And so we present all the toys. We see it's a beautiful presentation.
Beautiful. You're really nailing it. You have zingers coming in.
Yeah. And the guys are with us. And that's when Cynthia's like, could you go ahead and take us off speaker? She's like, what the fuck are you thinking? Wooden toys? It's 2023. Kids want fucking porn, iPads. They're doing meth before they get out of fucking junior high. They don't want to play with a goddamn rocking horse unless they're fucking it. And we're like,
wow.
Cynthia,
that's why you don't have kids.
Yeah, you sick fuck.
Sick fuck.
And then other people on the call are like, just get back here. If you still want your jobs, be here by tomorrow.
And they hang up. And I fake faint. I don't know what else to do.
And I'm left to deal with the guys. And I'm like, looks like they might be going in a different direction. They're let down.
They're so upset.
Because they thought it would be a fun little idea. And I'm like, to be honest, living in New York City isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Oh my God, it's
I
so
hate
true.
It.
But that night, Nathan says, I have a little surprise for you.
What is it?
He decorated the inn like a haunted house.
Oh my God.
But it's like a fun haunted house. It's not like too scary, even though I know that you're actually pretty capable of scary things, but it's still not that scary.
You look in the mirror every day.
So he's like, I made different scary rooms based on things that you said that you liked.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. I know it's stupid, but I just thought you'd like it.
And I'm like, it's not stupid.
Yeah.
And then, we montage through that. I'm crying the whole time.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
And you're having a nice date as well.
Thank you. I've come to. Thank God.
The sun comes up.
Yeah.
We're like, I guess we have to leave. I guess
we have to go. As I'm whisking the yogurt and you've got the granola and we're sitting watching the sunrise in the gazebo and I go, what are we running back to?
And I say,
financial freedom.
Financial freedom.
I say no more.
And so we go to get in the car and I'm like, this car looks a little different.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
And that's when I realized that it's made of wood.
No.
He has whittled town car.
Oh my God.
Out of wood.
And I say, isn't he so talented?
I'm like, he is fucking talented, bitch.
He really
bitch.
Is. Those and, hands.
And with that, I'm like, he's like, it took me 100 hours.
Oh my God.
Every time we were sleeping, I would hold you till you fell asleep, and then I would sneak out of bed, work on it, come back before you woke up.
And I said,
and I look at Nathan, I'm like, and what the fuck were you doing? And he is
said, the haunted house. That and took I'm like, me a oh, lot of right, time.
I forgot. Sorry. And I'm like, we're never going to get there in time.
Right. Not in a wooden car.
And that's when.
Yeah.
Our real car pulls up.
Oh.
And they're like, you know, go, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
And while you're saying goodbye to
Wilson,
I put the car into gear and I kick it into the lake. I push it into the
lake. Oh, my God.
And I say,
fuck this. And then Wilson goes, that was my wooden car. And I go, oh, fuck.
And I go, oh. And then I push the other car into the lake all as well.
Yeah, smart.
And I say,
now what?
The only scarecrow we need,
yeah,
is our old lives. and do you want to take
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. And the boys look shocked. They really do. They're taking
and
it
annoyed
back.
A little bit. Because
yeah, I mean, Wilson's like, that took me so long, and wood doesn't do well.
And it also took me years to buy the car, the real car.
Yeah, the real car. So we're both like, let's not harp on sort of the negative and focus on the positive, which is that we're willing to give up our careers for you.
Yeah.
And so we skip off into the sunset and all of a sudden you and I'm like, God, my hip is on fire. And you're like, it's the phone. It's been vibrating all day. It's the rays. And they go, oh God, it's Cynthia and it's Felonious. And I put it on speaker and they go, oh really? Oh, okay. You're going to quit on us? And we go, yeah. I think we are.
Yeah.
Because sometimes love takes the wheel and our frozen fucking hearts got falled.
And I'm like, we're not coming back in. I clear things up for them because yours didn't really make sense. And then I take the phone from you
and throw it.
And throw it in the lake.
And I go, why do you keep throwing everything in the water?
And
that's when you come up with a really great idea.
Oh, wow. I thought maybe it would just be over.
Yeah, I did too. But I go running into the water to get the phone.
Wow.
Okay, the camera comes with me. We bob in. We bob out. Beautiful. Everyone's in the water. It's you. It's me. It's Wilson. It's Nathan. And who's Nathan holding, if not a child?
Oh, my God.
And you both have rings on. And next thing I know, just like when I first fell in the water with my fake faint and you pushed me in, I'm whoop like a claw machine taken out of the water because Wilson says, you better make out with me. And you also better say, you better say yes because I'm proposing. And you and I look at each other and we go, did all of our dreams come true? And what's funny is we find out that I sold off my 49% and that got us millions of dollars. And we said, I don't even want to be yelled at by Cynthia and Felonious. I just want to have a lot of money and live on a lake somewhere and just be at peace.
Amen.
Amen. And the movie's called
Falling for Love with Leaves.
Oh, Falling for Love. Wow. I feel good.
I do too. Back to reality. That was a good one. I want to go watch The Leaves Fall.
Really good.
While a man chops wood.
I got to find, you know what? If this isn't an option, what if we had a show and it's called Men Chopping Wood? That's what it is.
We'd probably have to
get men who
chop the wood.
That audition process would be fun.
It sure would for an 8th episode show that would inevitably end up on Discovery Plus.
Absolutely. Who cares?
But
hey,
that's neither here nor there.
Thank you for that.
Okay. So you know what, you guys?
What?
Until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.